Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, giving thanks. We'll get our pets prepped for the winter and spend some time giving thanks with a prayer for our furry loved ones at the end. So we'll start with pet winter safety, prepping your pet for winter weather by Wendy C. Freeze at WebMD. When the weather outside is frightful, these winter pet tips can keep your precious pets snug, safe, and warm. If you have a dog that spends most of its time romping in your backyard or a kitty that whiles away the day in a sunny patch on the front porch, winter's arrival may be a rude awakening. Sure, your precious pets are covered in fur, but many just aren't equipped to be out in frigid temperatures for prolonged periods. So how can you make sure your four-legged friends are warm and well cared for when the mercury dips? WebMD talked to veterinarians and pet owners and got their tips on winter safety for pets, from protecting pets that spend a lot of time outdoors to tips on getting your pooch to potty outside when wintry winds blow. We may admire our pets' plush coats, but as beautiful as fur is, it's not a perfect insulator, especially when it's very cold. In winter, pets can suffer from the weather extremes for the same reason that mountain climbers can get hypothermia, no matter what type of protective clothing they're wearing, says Oregon veterinarian Marla J. McGeorge, DVM. Mammalian systems for heat retention and regulation can be overwhelmed by excessive cold. And if an animal's coat gets wet, the fur loses much of its insulating ability, McGeorge tells WebMD. For cats and dogs with short fur, the protection is even more minimal, sort of like wearing a t-shirt when it's below freezing. Your pet's toes, nose, and ears are even more vulnerable to chilly temps. That's why in winter, pets need protection from extreme temperatures, which includes warm, dry, draft-free shelter, plenty of food, and lots of water. Take precautions anytime the temperatures drop below freezing, says Jean Sonnenfeld, DVM, an Atlanta veterinarian. And remember, if it's too cold for you, it's probably too cold for your pet. Should your pet dress for the weather? We don coats to face the frigid temps, so it seems natural to think that coats for dogs and cats might offer them similar protection from the elements. The vets we talked to agreed to a point. Coats to protect cats from cold weather are probably not a good idea, says pros that we talked to. Cats generally won't tolerate them. Big surprise, Sonnenfeld tells WebMD, adding that pet clothes are probably most useful for your pooch. Yet, as cute as your dog's cold weather coat may be, don't put clothes on your pet and then shoo him outside to wander without supervision, says Susan G. Wynn, DVM, a veterinary nutritionist in Georgia. Not only does your pet risk frostbite and other danger if his canine clothes get wet, he may try to get out of the sweater or coat and get caught in a way that makes suffocation a risk. Monitoring your dress-up dog is essential. While you're at it, keep an eye on your pup's pads, too, Sonnenfeld says. It does not take long for snow to freeze on their paws and cause problems. Salt spread sidewalks can also imperil your pooch's pads by burning them if you go the route of protective booties for your dog. Try slipping baby socks onto his paws to get him used to the feel of something on his feet. Once your pooch accepts the socks, he's probably ready for booty bling. A quick note about dog boots. Be sure they fit snugly, but not too tight. Otherwise, you risk cutting off your dog's circulation and inviting frostbite. Pet winter safety for very young and older pets. Dog boots, cute coats, flashy collars, and leashes. These are all meant to be used with healthy adult pets in the winter. Puppies and kittens, as well as older dogs and cats, shouldn't be outside no matter how well dressed. That's because they just don't have the fat metabolism or the full fur coat. They need to stay warm when temperatures plunge. When it's cold or wet outside, veterinarians say it's vital to keep younger, older, and sick pets indoors. cats and colder weather, transitioning an outdoor cat to the indoors. Feral, abandoned, and lost cats. Many of us do our best to care for these cats year-round, but winter can be especially tough, a tough time for an outdoor-only feline. Fortunately, some cats can be transitioned to the indoors, but you'll need to start the transition several months before you anticipate really cold weather, McGeorge says. The best time to begin the change is late spring or early summer when it's warm enough to leave a door or window open, she says. Then you'll need to coax the cat in with food or treats, but leave the door or window open so he or she can easily escape. Once the cat is accustomed to coming inside for food, start giving meals inside. Close the door or window while the cat is eating, but open it immediately if she gets panicked and wants out. The goal, McGeorge says, is to gradually let the cat see that coming indoors is safe and comfortable. Remember that any cat kept inside needs stimulation, says Wynn, author of Manual of Natural Veterinary Medicine. So make sure your indoor environment offers lots for your cat to do. Wynn suggests regular play with laser pointers and cat toys, as well as cat treats and cat walks. Preparing an outdoor-only cat for winter. No matter what we do, some cats may only feel safe outdoors, but you can still keep kitty snug and warm this winter. Once nighttime temps dip into the low 40s, your outdoor pet should have shelter, Sonnenfeld says. If you are dealing with an outdoor-only cat, be sure your kitty has a warm, dry shelter and fresh water, McGeorge says. If you live in an area where water will freeze, consider using a bird bath heater in the winter. Providing shelter for cats in cold weather doesn't have to be hard. You can use an already manufactured pet house, a wooden box, even a cardboard box. Insulate all sides of the shelter with foam board, old blankets, or plastic, then line the bottom with an old sleeping bag, coats, fleece, even inexpensive hay. No matter what you use, check the bedding regularly. Dirty, wet bedding could literally be the death of your cat, so each morning when you check kitty's water to be sure it isn't frozen, always check the bedding to make sure it's dry. Try to place the shelter in a garage, covered porch, or beneath a carport, all of which can provide a few additional degrees of much-needed warmth. And be sure to raise the refuge off the ground to keep the cold from leaching up through the shelter's bottom while giving your feline friend a sense of security. You can make any shelter even snugger with electric heating, but to avoid burns or the risk of electrocution, be sure you use pads, blankets, and other heating products specifically made for animals. Finally, make sure your outdoor-only cat is the one getting the food and water you put out, not your neighborhood raccoons or squirrels, Sonnenfeld says. Tips for when the temperature drops. Providing all the cold weather needs for indoor-outdoor pets in winter is usually easy, but it can be tougher for outdoor-only pets like abandoned or feral cats. So when the weather outside is frightful, here's how you can protect your feline and canine friends from winter's bite. Tip number one, beware of cats sheltering under cars. In cold weather, cats will seek shelter anywhere they can, even if you haven't run your car in days. A cat may still seek the nominal protection found in your car's engine compartment. That's why McGeorge says to always bang on the hood of the car if it is parked outside, or even in a garage if your cat has access to it. You can also try giving your cat's horn a quick toot or two to shoo kitties away. Tip number two, antifreeze is deadly. Antifreeze is thick, very sweet, and can be irresistible to some pets. During the winter, the most common toxicity we see is from antifreeze, Sonnenfeld says, and it doesn't take lapping up much antifreeze to kill an animal. Antifreeze can be deadly to a pet if the pet is not treated aggressively soon after ingesting it. Cats can be poisoned by very small amounts, McGeorge tells WebMD. For example, a cat can be poisoned just by walking through spilled antifreeze and then licking its paw during cleaning. If you suspect your cat or dog has been exposed to antifreeze, don't wait to see if it acts sick, McGeorge says. Take it to a veterinarian for treatment immediately. To avoid antifreeze exposure, be sure all antifreeze containers are tightly closed and put away on a shelf. And make sure your car is not leaking antifreeze. It takes a very small amount to make animals sick, Sadenfeld says. Tip number 3, walking pets in winter, get reflective. During winter's darker days and longer nights, pets can be hard to see. That's why Sonnenfeld recommends reflective collars. Some message board members also give a thumbs up to collars, tags, and leashes embedded with LED lights and blinkers. And tip number 4, keep your pet safe during the holidays. Winter holidays bring fun and family, but they also invite exposure to items potentially toxic or dangerous to your pet. Sonnenfeld recommends keeping pets away from chocolate, plants, holly berries, holly leaves, and tinsel. Call the Animal Poison Control Center at 888-426-4435 or your vet right away if you think your pet has eaten something dangerous. Preparing a warm space for your dog. For a pooch that spends a lot of time outside, you'll need to take the same steps to protect your dog in cold weather as those taken for an outdoor-only cat, including making sure your dog has warm, dry, draft-free covered shelter, preferably in a garage, shed, or beneath a carpet, a carport, or porch awning. Warming that shelter with bedding you check daily. Wet bedding can be fatal to a pet. Looking into purchasing electric heating products specifically made for a dog's use. Be sure that fresh, unfrozen water is available to your dog every day. You can find inexpensive warmers to keep your pet's water from freezing. And provide your dog plenty of food. Pets need even more calories in winter to help them keep warm. Always bring your dog inside when the temperature turns particularly harsh. The pros say if you wouldn't want to be out in those conditions in just your clothes and a coat for too long, your pet won't want to be either, pet owner and Utah social worker Sherry G says. Encouraging potty breaks in cold weather. When the snow is deep and the temps plunge, no one wants to go potty outdoors. So how can you encourage your four-legged friend to go outside when the need strikes? WebMD pet message board members and others in the know offer these quick tips. Shovel it. Keep a small area in the yard shoveled clear of snow, or at least be sure the snow is only an inch or two deep. Then encourage your pet to use this spot. It helps if you shovel a path to this snow-free area, yes. Buy booties. If your dog is bothered by the snow or ice touching its feet, snow boots donned just before the potty break may make the outdoor journey and walking your pet in cold weather much easier. A bonus, pet booties should help the house stay cleaner too. Stay close when it's really cold. Members suggest waiting by the door while your pooch uses its outdoor potty, then letting him back in as soon as he's done. Or make an indoor potty when the weather outside is truly frightful and you really don't want to let Fido or Fluffy out. You do have an indoor option for your pet's toilet needs. Pee-pee pads resemble flat, unfolded diapers and are an especially effective option for small, older, or sick dogs. Most pet supply stores carry a range of pee pad sizes from toy dog tiny to extra large. Indoor pee patches consist of small swaths of pseudo grass topping a broad, hollow tray into which urine collects each time a dog goes potty. You can find several inexpensive options with a quick online search. Some smaller dogs can also be litter box trained. Even mature dogs can be taught to use a box inside. Be patient during the process. Training your pup to use a litter box doesn't happen overnight. Know the signs of hypothermia and frostbite. When cats and dogs are exposed to the cold for too long, their body temperature, which is usually between 101 and 102.5 Fahrenheit can drop fatally. Here's what you need to know as you keep a close eye on your pets in the winter. Hypothermia symptoms in dogs and cats. Violent shivering followed by listlessness, weak pulse, lethargy, muscle stiffness, problems breathing, lack of appetite, rectal temperature below 98.5, coma, and cardiac arrest. Hypothermia treatment. Wrap your pet in a warm blanket or coat. You can warm blankets or coats in the dryer for a few minutes. Bring your pet into a warm room. Give your pet a solution of 4 teaspoons of honey or sugar dissolved in warm water to drink. You can also put 1 or 2 teaspoons of corn syrup on the gums of your pet if your pet is too weak to drink. This provides an immediate energy boost. Place warm towel-wrapped water bottles against your pet's abdomen or her armpits and chest, then wrap her in a blanket. Do not use hair dryers, heating pads, or electric blankets to warm up a hypothermic pet, as this may result in burns or cause surface blood vessels to dilate, which compromises circulation to vital organs. And call your veterinarian immediately. The best way to manage hypothermia is to avoid it. Always provide warm, dry shelter for pets when they're outdoors. Frostbite signs in dogs and cats. Frostbite happens when a part of your pet's body freezes. For cats, that may involve the paws, tail, or ears. For dogs, the tail, ears, foot pads, or scrotum. Severe winter weather, especially when windy or humid, can lead to frostbite. Watch for pale gray or blue skin at first and red puffy skin later. Also watch for pain in the ears, tail or paws when touched, skin that stays cold, and shriveled skin. And frostbite treatment. Apply warm, not hot, water for at least 20 minutes to the frostbitten area. Do not use hair dryers, heating pads, or electric blankets to warm up a frostbitten pet, as this may cause burns. Handle the affected areas very carefully. Don't rub or massage them, as you could cause permanent damage. Call your vet immediately. It doesn't take much to keep our pets safe when things get frosty. Just like us, our feline and canine friends need shelter, warmth, food, and care. When winter's chill sends you scurrying indoors, don't forget your furry four-footed pals and their simple needs this season. And from FigoPetInsurance.com, here's something seasonal. How to show your dog you're thankful for him. If you're spending a quiet holiday together with just you and your furry companion away from the hustle and bustle of a traditional large gathering, these activities can be especially enjoyable. Kelsey McKenzie, FIGO guest blogger, writes, "As the leaves change colors and we are greeted with cool, crisp air in the morning, we're reminded that it's that time of year again. The time when we all feel a little cozier, a little more sentimental, and a lot more thankful. We're thankful for all the good in our lives and the people with whom we share our time. Show your dog you're thankful this fall. Festivities are held to express our appreciation for family and friends, but we often forget those who admire us the most, our dogs. This holiday season, you can show your dog you are thankful for him in a few different ways. First, prepare a special Thanksgiving meal just for your dog. Most of us offer our dogs something special on Thanksgiving, but how often do we create something unique for Fido? Try some homemade turkey and sweet potato meatballs as a healthy addition to your dog's Thanksgiving dinner. You can find the recipe at FigoPetInsurance.com. Second, go for a walk at your dog's favorite place. This Thanksgiving, skip the regular walk around the neighborhood and get your dog out on an adventure. Perhaps there is a hiking trail or park your dog loves to visit. Your dog will have a great time and appreciate the exercise before the stress and overstimulation of guests arriving. 3, pamper your dog with a spa day. While not every dog enjoys spa days, they always feel better after a good grooming session. Splurge on a treatment you wouldn't normally get for your dog, such as an extra moisturizing conditioning treatment or a soothing paw massage. Participate in your dog's favorite activity. Does your dog prance when he finds out he's going swimming or to doggy daycare or even a simple game of fetch? Maybe your dog prefers trick training or karting practice. Treat your dog to some quality time engaging in his favorite thing. Put down your phone, be truly present, and embrace the joy. Bake a special Thanksgiving treat. Those sweet puppy eyes can be tempting, especially on a special occasion, but table scraps can quickly cause a very upset stomach. Eliminate the urge for you or your guests to give your dog their leftovers by providing a delicious alternative. And snuggle in front of the television. What dog doesn't love a cuddle session with his favorite human? Curl up with your pooch for a day of relaxing and bonding. Be sure to offer extra belly rubs. The holiday season can be extremely busy, so set aside some time to show your dog how thankful you are for him. The extra tail wags and slobbery kisses are always worth it. And now for the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That or Don't Do That, but Do This and Have a Happy Holiday. Karen A. Dahl at Catster has these tips for having a safe Thanksgiving with cats. From potentially toxic foods and flowers to stressful environments and hazardous fires, here's how to ensure you have a safe Thanksgiving with cats. The beauty of the Thanksgiving holiday is reflected in the happy faces of family and friends gathered together, felines included. But not all Turkey Day traditions are good for kitties. Follow these tips to ensure a safe Thanksgiving with cats. First, some general tips about Thanksgiving with cats. The scent of roasting turkey will no doubt lure your cats to your kitchen. Your self-appointed taste testers might stick their tongues where cat tongues don't belong or linger and get underfoot. One year, our cat Bean was caught red-pawed sampling the mashed potatoes while we were setting the table. Sometimes it's best to safely tuck your kitties into a back room or bedroom from prep time through cleanup detail. If your cats are out and about at mealtime, set some ground rules before you sit down to eat. Politely ask that your guests not feed your feline friends, since some holiday favorites are toxic or unhealthy for cats. Cats seem to crave fatty foods, and too much can lead to bouts of vomiting, diarrhea, and pancreatitis. According to Dawn Pine, marketing manager for Embrace Pet Insurance, minimize triggers that cause stress and limit giving your cat Thanksgiving table scraps. Based on our claims data, treating an adult cat for generalized inflammation of the gastrointestinal tract with overnight support therapies can cost over $3,000. How to safely let your cat have Thanksgiving food? To include your cat in the Turkey Day celebrations, Pine says, consider making a small plate with unseasoned white turkey meat without skin, fat, or bones. Plain green beans and a scoop of pumpkin. Some other perfect choices to add to the feline-friendly feast are apple slices and plain cooked carrots. A great way to show gratitude for your cat's daily dose of love and devotion is to whip up some homemade treats. Cat safe and festive flowers and decor. Pretty flowers and aromatic potpourri may set the stage for your Thanksgiving celebration. But are they safe for cats? Thankfully, the ASPCA put together a great go-to list of toxic plants and flowers for your cats, and you can find the complete list at ASPCA.org. Potpourri, whether in liquid or dried form, may be toxic to cats. Liquid potpourris contain cationic detergents and or essential oils, which, if ingested, can cause inflammation and tissue damage in a cat's mouth and digestive organs. What if your cat can't resist and dips a paw into the mixture? First, it may cause skin irritation, swelling, and pain. And second, as your cat grooms, the chemicals can be ingested or get into her eyes, causing irritation or injury. If your cat is tempted to munch on dried potpourri, the pieces can cut and irritate the insides of your cat's mouth and become a choking hazard. 4. Keep a watchful eye on candles and fireplaces. Seasonal scented candles and warm fires in the hearth may add ambiance to your holiday celebration, but cats are intrigued by the flickering lights and popping sounds. Never leave a cat unattended around an open flame or a burning fire. Create a stress-free holiday environment. Cats thrive on routine. The slightest disruption can cause stress, but the busyness of the Thanksgiving holiday often extends into the weekend and can rattle even your most social and laid-back felines. Gently instruct guests, especially children, not to approach or handle your cats. Let your cats take the lead. They'll mingle when they're comfortable and retreat when they've had enough. And from Guideposts, here is a poem of thanks for our special loved ones. You might have heard me read it before. Here it is again. It's titled Under the Table, a Thanksgiving Poem by Peggy Friesen. For dogs and cats waiting for morsels from Thanksgiving tables everywhere. Family gathers round the table, set with turkey, yams, and dressing, holding hands and bowing heads, thanking God for every blessing. Platters steaming, bowls are brimming, dishes circle like a wreath, though the table top is tempting. I'm drawn to something underneath. At my feet, I feel a tapping, a paw that tells me someone's there. Perhaps he's hoping for a morsel, but instead I say a prayer. Thank you, God, for furry paws that sweetly nudge and jump and run. Thank you for the tail that wags unceasingly, never done. For ears that hear me drawing near, for the nose so cold and wet. The fur so soft, unless it rains, that's warm and comforting to pet. For the eyes that tell me how he feels, and the gaze I never tire of. The tongue that kisses sloppily and faithful, heart so full of love. Thanksgiving is a time of year acknowledgments abound, and appreciation multiplies for loved ones all around. So I'm thankful for friends and family and each gift God shall enable, and I'm thankful for my loyal dog or cat who waits underneath the table. And that'll do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. Thanks for listening, and don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.